How's it going?
Hello.
Good. That's how I start all my streams, by the way. For some reason, Ace like, Ventura just possesses
you
my soul.
Your greeting?
And he goes, well, I haven't done that, but he's more like, oh, all righty then. Oh, I love it. How's it going, guys? Welcome to another week of another episode of the Imbangium Podcast. My name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And we are the Imbangium
Podcast, and crew. We're also gender fluid. So when he said guys, he also meant girls. And
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I know people who are gender fluid. So you're not gender fluid. You're a male.
No, I have a gender and I have fluids in me.
That's pretty gross. It's disgusting. That's really gross.
I'm sorry. Humans have fluid.
Anyways, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Imbangium Podcast, where we talk about stuff on the internet and things that are important to us, because might as well, right?
Sure.
Everybody and their dog has a podcast, so why not us?
I want to listen to that.
Yeah.
Everybody and their dog. And it's a weekly podcast where they go and they interview pet owners.
Stop that, because that's trademarked, okay?
Oh, we trademarked it?
Yeah.
We trademarked it?
I've trademarked
everybody it. Everybody and their dog.
Yeah, everybody.
The Calgary edition.
That.
And then we could do a roaming profile around the world.
Yeah, no.
Hi, welcome to Everybody and Their Dog. Today we're interviewing Sanchez and his doggy Pepito.
Doggy or it's Chihuahua?
Doggy.
Is that...
Well, what's that word it's where you appropriate their culture?
Gender appropriation?
Gender?
Not gender appropriation.
Cultural?
Just because Sanchez doesn't mean he owns a Chihuahua.
Just because his last name is Sanchez doesn't mean he's actually Mexican, because he may have married a Mexican.
Or he may be completely Irish.
Exactly, and he married a Mexican.
Or Filipino.
never mind, you're right.
Or Spanish.
Filipino too.
Can a Portuguese person be Sanchez?
I think there are Sanchez's in Portugal.
What about in Brazil?
In Brazil as well. Sanchez gets around, man. How dirty can that Sanchez get?
If you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, that people. All right. Okay. So, guys, I've been doing okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
Are you okay? How was your first week back into the normal life?
After oh my gosh.
Video games for four days straight.
I've been playing video games almost every day. So
there you go.
It's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all.
So how was Fragapalooza?
You mean Fragapalooza?
Yeah, it's an Italian. Yeah.
You need your Italian hand gestures.
Yeah.
Fragapalooza.
Va bene.
Va bene.
E che bella.
Principessa.
What the heck was that?
It's from Life is Beautiful. Is it Life is Beautiful?
Is it?
That Nazi movie where the Italian dad gets like captured with his daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking
about. It hits you in the fields.
Where do you feel? No, all over.
The movie's like, the movie's like from the 60s, I think. 60s or 70s.
What is it? It's like... late 90s, early 2000s, maybe? Life is Beautiful?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
1998.
There you go. Late 90s, early 2000s. Life is Beautiful.
Never mind.
Never mind. It's a classic, I tell you.
It's a classic.
Hey, it's a classic. 70s.
Oh. Well, today I learned.
Now you know.
Well, yeah, he says Principessa.
Principessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Principessa.
Principessa.
Yeah, so Fragapalooza.
It was awesome. I loved spending 4 days not having my kids crawl over me. Actually, there's a stream.
Where kids crawl over
I did, someone? Yeah, on Thursday. Was it Thursday or Wednesday? No, Wednesday or Tuesday.
It was
Tuesday.
Your test one.
It was my test stream, and Emma and Zoe was just climbing all over me while I'm trying to play with an exclamation point.
Is that the Italian version?
Yeah.
Us.
And yeah, it was really awesome. Got to eat some KFC and some Little Caesars, and I got free pizza.
Oh yeah, the free pizza is the best.
We did get free pizza too.
We won a tournament.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah,
I got a slice of pizza. Papa John's Yeah. So, and we got free pizza too the other day for lunch.
Yep.
Ruined my, and I had a,
you had sandwiches. It was great. Oh yeah. Man. So it was great. I don't know if Kuya told you this, but
you can call me Brian. It's the Game Banging Podcast. Yeah.
I don't know if Brian has informed you about this. I don't know if Brian told you, but so we stayed in a hotel this time, which is the best way to do a land.
Yeah.
Because then you have your own place, not near people. Yeah. And you can shower in privacy.
It's not bad, actually.
Anyway, the hotel we stayed at had continental breakfast, which is cold breakfast. So
continental,
not cooked breakfast.
Yeah, well, basically, so you have
cereal, bagels, and muffins, right. Stuff like that. Anyway,
you can toast it.
Yeah. Kuya or Brian saw that there was a bag of bread, and he took like six slices because he had like
My bread at home.
He left the bread back in Calgary, and so he just took the bread from the breakfast for his lunch for my sandwiches.
Oh, I tried to hide it. Tried to walk as inconspicuously as possible.
Yeah.
So basically, it was a half a loaf of bread on two.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So I couldn't even hide it, right?
Yeah.
You could do, you know, two pieces. That's no problem. But it's just like, how do I get half a loaf of bread on two paper plates?
Just roll them together. Squish it.
Oh my gosh, it was pretty good. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
There's LAN parties are few and far between here in Calgary, and how many hours? 2.5 hours just to get there
from Calgary
to
Leduc,
Alberta.
It was
held at the
Leduce da Creazione Centre.
I don't think Italians actually sound like that.
What do you mean?
We can do a Fragabaluzza, but then that's fine. We
should
do
a Fragabaluzza. Stay with the land party.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was I don't know if you know this, but in 2010 when they first did their
Hold on. Before you continue.
Okay.
It's called the Leduc Recreation Center. If you didn't understand.
They understood it.
No.
Leduc Recreation Center.
Leduc.
Is that what you said?
That's Leduc.
Yeah, see?
Dan didn't even know. Oh, and we can clarify another thing is if you guys don't know yet, Kuya means older brother in Filipino, and that's why Daryl keeps doing that. But you guys can call me Brian here.
Or Aniki. Aniki Skywalker.
Aniki. Yeah, yeah. So just in case, because you don't call me Kuya that often in the podcasts.
I don't know. For some reason,
you started doing it.
Because you want me to talk like a Canadian.
Oh, well, we are Canadian, first of all.
Yes, we are Canadian.
We're Canadian, and we are racial fluid.
Right? Racial
fluid. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we can easily be Filipino or... Is that what that means?
Yeah, you can be
Canadian?
Italian Canadian, yeah. Italian Canadian Filipino,
North American.
Hey, you're playing a baluza. I like to speak in the German sense too, as well.
So
I've been learning German. So
because it's held in a recreation center, there's like 4 or 5 hockey rinks,
yes,
right. And a pool and stuff like that. This year they were doing, or the last 2 years they were doing the Edmonton Oiler like boot camp for the kids. When they first did the land there in 2010, it was like a girls like 8 to 17 figure skating competition thing going on, and it just felt so awkward because it's just like girls and like little girls in leotards, and then big sweaty dudes playing video games just wandering around, and I'm just like, man, this is super awkward.
No, that's fine.
Oh, it was just so
it's just like Otafest back when Otafest was being held at the University of Calgary. The same weekend that Otafest, which is, or Otaku Fest,
oh, the volleyball,
yeah, the volleyball tournaments were going on inside the, where's that, what's the Kinesis
the Sportsplex
Center? The Sportsplex place, right?
Yeah, the complex.
So you have people all dressed up like Naruto, like me, as the Erosenin or the pervy hermit Jiraiya.
There it is.
And you have these girls in their short shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, all high school girls in short shorts, and I'm dressed up like Jiraiya. It's like, come on, right? So it's the thing is, though, it's like this year, Fragapalooza in a very long time, had the highest attendance rate.
Highest attendance and the most people in like the first 6 hours or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like...
the first on the first day, there was the most people ever registered and set up.
85%.
Right. It's pretty good. Considering
350 or whatever.
Well, considering last year when we set up, there was still like... It was as if it was a ghost town, empty. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And we left early. Early in the beginning of the...
To set up our tent. So that we can sleep and wake up in dampness.
It's fine. You just have to. Yeah, it was. I was fine. It's just because I've been camping out before.
Yeah, and I hole myself up in a hole.
I mean, what's worse, the hole or the tent? Exactly. So, well, I made a new friend. His name is Aldrius Byron. He was my next door neighbor. And apparently Daryl knew him. What a coincidence. Unless you invited him.
I didn't invite him, but he did want to go to Fraga and he saw our names there.
There you go. And he found his way beside me. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. We went with Ellie.
Yeah.
And your boss and his wife.
Yeah.
And
Chris.
Yes.
And Stan was there. And Joe was there.
Yeah, yeah. Brew Games was there.
Sorry, Brew Games Podcast was there.
Brew Games Podcast was there. So yeah, pretty good delegation of Calgary. And
a couple of Mike's friends were there.
John, what am I Cena. Calling him? John.
John Cena. Yeah, you never saw him coming.
Not John. Matt Brown and his crew was there.
Matt Brown and his crew.
Yeah, so it was pretty good. You entered some tournaments.
Yeah.
With some of Matt Brown's crew too, right? No.
Not with them. No.
One.
No, this year I said I'm just going to play for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we did good. We got rocked in Rocket League.
Yeah, we got rocked in Overwatch.
Yeah. Yeah, I got...
what else? I got rocked in Counter-Strike GO.
I got destroyed in...
Smash Bros.
Smash Brothers and Mario Kart 8 or 9? Mario Kart
10?
8 is the new one.
Switch one?
Switch was good.
It's like 8. Mario Kart 8.
I really
want to buy a Switch yet?
I really want to buy a Switch.
You can't buy a Switch yet, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because they're not available anywhere.
No.
Still?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure you can.
Yeah, no. All right,
text me the next time you can, and then I'll give you money, and you buy me a Switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's.
And you want Breath of the Wild to come with it?
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, but it has to be the
Mario Kart 8.
It has to be the neon. I don't want the gray and black or whatever.
You want the neon one?
Red controllers. Yeah, the blue and red controllers.
Or, I mean, stick.
What do you call it? You know what? Hand pod. Cod.
Just get the professional controller.
The Joy-Cons.
But the Joy-Cons. But I can't play a professional controller while holding it. That's why.
Okay.
I mean, I want to sit on my bus going like this.
Yeah.
For those that didn't see me, I was making a dumb face.
You know what's really crazy, though? Wii U and all the games for Wii, any Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, or any of the Legend of Zelda's for those, still are selling for the same price it was being sold at retail.
Yeah, because Nintendo is... they're lame.
Yeah. Why do we give them our money?
I haven't given them their money in 3 years.
Are you sure?
When did I buy my 3DS?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And when was the last time you bought a game for 3DS?
Like 3 years ago.
Was it really?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bought my 3DS.
I thought you bought another game for it, like one of the games that came out. It can't just be 3 years ago.
No. I got a game. I got a Pokemon game as a gift.
Oh, okay.
For me.
No.
Yeah, you got me Pokemon.
There you go. You just gave X. So that was a year ago.
I got Pokemon Sun.
Oh, yeah.
No, so is that
someone
years
got
ago?
You?
Yeah, Pokemon sorry. Sun. That's what I. Is that not what I meant?
Okay.
Well, you didn't give them your money.
So, someone. Yeah. Either way.
Anyway,
I just don't understand it.
I haven't given Nintendo money in a very long time. I think the last time, actually. No, that was too long ago. I was going to say, what's the one, the Capcom game? Is it Capcom or is it Marvel? No, it's Capcom.
Tatsunoko
versus Capcom.
Yeah, and you didn't even play it.
I played it once.
Yeah.
That's for the Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at my house now.
It's never coming back. Like, that game's never going to be available anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And the Wii actually craps out. We're playing, and all of a sudden, doof! Like, what happened? It's getting old. We may have to clean out the fans and something.
How
like that.
How old is the Wii?
The console or our console?
The console.
The console? 11 years?
Jeez.
Yeah, 2006. Sounds about right.
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
when was Vargas here? Was that 2006?
Probably. Yeah, that's when it came out, right?
Yeah, 2006. Oh man, I can't believe it's been that long since the Wii came out.
Yep, but November 2006.
But yeah. that's basically how old that system is. 11 years old. So So
are you gonna make the Switch?
Ha!
No.
I get it.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm gonna spend money on computer parts to build my own crypto mining rig.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. Why are you into that?
Why? Because for some reason
it's free money.
It's not free money. No, it's not free money because you have to spend money to make money, right? But I just wanna try a new currency that's already getting.
Because it's the future of everything.
Well, see what happens is there's Bitcoin. There's the granddaddy of all crypto currencies, right? I have a feeling that since there are over 1,000 plus cryptocurrency coins to mine with your computer, here's the thing. You have to watch what's getting popular, but you need to mine at least 20 or 30 of those currencies and then wait for those things to pop up so that you can trade it as Bitcoin. Because that's how Ethereum was. Before it was Dogecoin or something like that.
Yeah.
And then that thing died.
It's not necessarily dead. It's just...
Yeah, but it's not being mined anymore.
Yeah, because the algorithms changed.
Yeah, but see, the thing with Ethereum, they didn't put it as the... I don't know what it's called, but it's ASIC mining or something like that. ASIC mining, that's what they called it. That type of mining basically kicked people out of the mining industry for digital coin. Ethereum, you can mine it with GPUs. So
just like Bitcoin.
Yeah, just like Bitcoin.
So why didn't we do it when we had computers in 2005? Because the crazy thing about that is because we had the 8600.
Yeah.
GTX. And that was a decent mining card.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we stopped using it. And then I remember talking to my friend Fruit. He's like, yeah, you should just turn that into a mining rig now. I'm like, I don't know what you mean. I think that's dumb. Like, yeah. And then he was like, yeah, you can get like 1.5 Bitcoins every like day and a half. And I was just like, man, that's not worth it. It doesn't sound worth it at all. Do you know how much one Bitcoin is now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the number do you have in your head?
In my head, 2,800 USD.
Yeah. I saw it's 26 last week, so it's gone up another $200.
Yeah, so if we had just done it for like a month, we would be one of those guys that spent 1,800 bitcoins on a Ferrari or whatever. Do you remember that story? Yeah. Jesus,
I just can't believe it's a thing. I think though, it's just like the way that is, right? So Ethereum, you mine, how many should you mine? 1,000. 2,000 Ethereum coins, and then when it blows up, 2,000 times $300, which is how much Ethereum was worth right now. You should just have just a stockpile of cryptocurrencies just on a hard drive somewhere or on your wallets and whatever, and just have that, mine it for a month, switch to the next currency, mine that for a month, switch to the next currency, mine that for a month, and then you at least have few million dollars in your bank account when those things blow up. So that's what I'm gonna be I'm hoping to do one day in the next year.
Sure.
Yeah. And the other thing that I wanna experience before I die is to install NOS on my car and a turbo and press that button and go. Yeah. We watched Tokyo Drift yesterday.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so good.
Do they use NOS anymore in Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Yeah. It's always that Trump card.
Do you think any of them were driving an Eclipse?
No.
The SUV?
The new SUV? I think the last time the clips showed up in the Fast and the Furious was in number one.
I think it's number one.
Was the last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Mitsubishi Lancer.
Lancer. The Evo Lancer was in Tokyo Drift. And I think the Lancer was also in... The Eclipse was in Too Fast, Too Furious as well.
Yeah, it was in two. Yeah,
it was the Evo and the Eclipse, yeah. So, but yeah, I think that's the last time. Too Fast, Too Furious.
It's also going to get pretty dark because of an eclipse.
Yeah.
Today. Yeah.
Is it today?
I mean, no. When the podcast comes out.
Oh, but yes.
Today.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this at 10:30 Mountain Time, it started.
Mountain Time.
It oh, really? 10:30 Mountain
Time. It starts at 10:30.
That's
the maximum coverage is going to be 11:33.
I'm going to
minus 7. It will block around 70 to 75%
of
the sun.
Will it we notice the darkness?
Yes, absolutely. 77% of light is blocked out. The sun is light.
But isn't there light coming from the sides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just watch it streaming. I got work.
I know. The next total eclipse that's happening over North America is in 2024.
That's not too bad.
And it's going to start from the bottom of Texas and then end off in New Brunswick.
Really?
So if you want family trip, New Brunswick. April.
Or you can go to Texas.
Texas?
We can go to Texas if America is still around. By 2024.
Yeah, well, Texas would be
the
country.
The world is still around.
The world is still
around. The states are going to break apart into their own country.
Yeah, it's broken apart because of the nuclear blast that destroys that whole country.
Yeah, because of South Korea.
Yeah, exactly. It's because of South Korea. Yeah. It's because of all of that K-pop that's been leaking into the states.
And their APM.
And their actions per minute.
But yeah, no, I did a lot of... research. I even contemplated driving down to Idaho. I'm not going to.
Oh, I thought you were.
I was like 95% like 3 weeks ago, and then this weekend I'm like, no, I'm too lazy.
Well, you can probably see it, right? You can see it on 75% is still pretty good too.
Yeah, 77% is pretty good.
So,
but like for 10 hours to experience 2 hours and or 2 minutes and 42 seconds or something like that.
Yeah,
of like totality. Totality.
It's 10 hours of total eclipse?
No, it takes 10 hours to drive down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh. How long is totality?
Totality is 2 hours, two minutes and 42 seconds.
Okay, so apparently there's a guy, I don't know if it's Craigslist or wherever, Philip DeFranco was talking about it yesterday. He said he's basically writes a note. He wants to find a woman who's...
Oh, yeah.
What?
And he wants to make love to her
during the eclipse,
and they will and create
conceive a child.
Yeah, a super baby, if you will, yeah.
Because of the energy.
The energy of the sun and the
moon aligning. Have you read much about the what happens during totality?
Can we float?
Don't float. Gravity does not change itself. It's literally a celestial body is going in front of another. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But what ends up happening is when you look to the horizon,
yeah,
it's a 360 degree sunset.
Oh.
The sun is going to be... And so there's two different types of eclipses, of solar eclipses.
Yeah.
There's the total eclipse where the moon, the size of the moon is big enough to cover
The moon is close enough to the Earth that
its size blocks the size of the sun.
Size blocks the size of the sun completely, yeah. And that's totality.
So, and the moon orbits the Earth in an oval.
Yeah.
Ellipse.
Yeah.
In an oval. In an ellipse.
Yeah.
So, we are going to experience on Monday,
uh-huh.
the moon is closer to us.
Yeah. So that'll be
So it'll cover the sun more.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a total.
Yeah, that's a total eclipse. The other one is an annular, where the moon still goes in front of the sun, but it's smaller than.
Yeah. The moon's further away from the Earth.
Yeah.
So we don't get totality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when a total eclipse happens and you're in totality, you can take off your solar glasses, yeah, and look at the circle.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I want to go.
You don't need special glasses.
During that 2 minutes
during totality.
But in an annular one, you still need to keep them on because the sun's rays are still going through.
Yeah. Okay,
it's not blocked completely.
Yeah. And
that is when was the last one?
1979.
Oh my God! Then why are we not going there?
It's
the first eclipse of the century.
1979 in North America. This is the first one in 2000.
In the last millennia
since the internet has been around.
Yeah.
Wow.
1979.
So what I also saw, I don't know if you saw that Reddit post.
Where it was that newscast?
No. There's a Reddit post of people saying, we want everybody to document, picture everything, and post it into this website or our Reddit post.
Yeah.
I think it's Nature is Lit. It's the subreddit.
I'm not sure if it is.
So the other thing is
Nature is Lit.
The other thing that they mentioned in that subreddit was they want to know how exotic animals in zoos react in that path of totality.
That's what I heard about.
So because the sun is going to disappear basically for 2 minutes in a 4 hour period, almost 2.5 hour period. It's what happens is you'll hear crickets, you'll hear frogs. Basically all the nocturnal animals will start waking up. And all the animals that roam around normally will go think it's nighttime and go to sleep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
Yeah.
So there's some people going to zoos now.
Yep. There's going to be people. Well, I saw posts where people work in the zoo. So San Diego, I think, is 55% to 60%, something like that.
Oh, really? Only?
Yeah. But
it's pretty far.
So Oregon will get it first.
Yeah,
and it goes all the way across 17 other states and ends in North Carolina.
Oh.
And so North Carolina will see the last one. So that's what, also the other thing. I was talking to Francis about this.
Yeah.
The other Mbangium bro.
Yeah.
he sent me a picture of an eclipse happening closer to the horizon. So I did a ton of research. Like, when would be the... Because right, the one that's going to happen on Monday, it's going to be high in the sky. 11:30. Yeah.
Because it's like midday for us.
Yeah, for us it's midday.
But somewhere in the Pacific, it's the horizon.
It's going to be on the horizon, which would look super cool.
Well, Francis should go and find a boat and get on the Pacific Ocean.
Well, I sent him... So
or, you know, it'll be in the Atlantic Ocean too when it's over.
It doesn't make sense, though, because when it's happening in North Carolina, it's going to be on the west side. It's not going to be setting into the ocean.
It's not going to be... No, yeah. It's on the west side.
Yeah, it's going to be on the west side. So you won't be looking over the ocean.
No.
So my goal is to find one where it starts over the ocean. No, wait. Ends over the ocean on the west coast. But that's not going to happen.
Mm.
At least, when I'm alive.
The moon. Wait,
so it's starting in Oregon?
Yep.
And then it ends... Oh, it's weird. Why does it do that?
Because why is it backwards? I'm fairly certain the Earth or the eclipse will only travel from west to east. Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is it going east to west?
What? No.
Yeah.
No, because you said you wanted to see it over the ocean?
Yeah, but you can do it from like
you wanted to see the start?
No, I want to see it end over the ocean. So if at the very end it touches the west coast, then you're looking out to the west.
Yeah.
And seeing it on the horizon.
And then you
So I found one...
2079.
I found one in Brazil for an annular one, not a total.
You're going to Brazil.
But not just anywhere in Brazil. It's like the nose bump.
The nose bump.
In Brazil. Yeah, you know. You know how...
Like on the continent? Or...
You know how South America has like... It looks like a big nose.
Sure.
It's like a head with a big nose. And Brazil is like where that big nose is. Like along the
Atlantic.
Okay. Yeah, it's along the Atlantic.
Okay.
That one is going to be when it's set or when the... eclipse happens, it's going to be at like 4:35 and sunsets at like 6:30, so it'll be like
you won't be looking over the ocean. Yeah.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying it would be a cool shot to get. Yeah. I've wasted I don't know if it's wasted, it's the right time. I've spent a lot of time doing research.
You're interested in something. I wasted a lot of time finding out about cryptocurrencies in the last week. because I was looking at video cards and what video card I should buy next. And someone said, you know what? You should just get a 1080. So when you're not playing, you can go and mine Ethereum. And I'm like, what's Ethereum? And then all of a sudden, Ethereum. Geez. And then all of a sudden, I was down the rabbit hole for 3.5 hours finding out what Ethereum was. And then how can I go and download it? And then I downloaded the miner and to find out that a 2 gigabyte card can't mine Ethereum. So I understand. I feel you.
So are you mining right now?
So no, I can't. All my cards are all 2 gigabytes and lower.
So smarter every day. Destin.
Yeah.
He has maybe about 2.5 hours worth of Eclipse talk. So there's this. What's the dude that does surgery on your skin to make you look different?
Dermatologist?
Or no, plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon. So there's a plastic surgeon guy, and he is Eclipse fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so Destin goes to talk to this dude, and this dude is like, he has thought about everything. There's an app on the phone like that'll tell you when everything happens, when all the phase happens. So there's it's C1 to C4. C1 starts as soon as the moon's shadow covers the sun. That's when it starts. And then C2 is when it fully covers the sun. And then C3 when it starts to leave the fully covered part. And then C4 is when it's done.
Yeah.
And so there's also an interesting thing that happens called shadow bans.
What's the shadow? Oh.
And
like
so
big shadow?
Like on websites?
No. Not shadow ban, shadow bands.
Oh.
B-A-N-D-S. And all the videos about it are pretty crazy, but it's basically if you look to the ground on sort of a lighter surface, what people do is they bring like a giant white sheet of paper and they put it on the side of their car facing the sun. And what people tend to see is waves.
Ah, yeah.
And it looks like thousands of snakes just like going forward. It's crazy.
I have to watch a video
on
that.
The sun's atmosphere, right?
They don't know what it is.
Oh, is it just like
a lot of people? Is it just like they have their own theories, but they don't know what it is.
It should be the sun's atmosphere.
Is it just like Bob?
Who's just like Bob?
You don't remember Bob?
Bob's Burgers?
No, it's that big. You said that last time too, and I mentioned it. It's that big Aurora band.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's a big celestial light. And it's like an electromagnet. Apparently, it fries everything in its path in the atmosphere. It's Bob.
Is that that bright blue laser thing?
Yes, that's the one. In the sky.
In the sky.
It's a cousin.
Over the weekend, the Perseids meteor shower was going on.
Yeah, well, yep. I heard about that.
And
yeah.
We saw one.
Oh, did you actually see a meteor? Yeah.
We saw one like a shooting star.
A shooting star?
Was it in the morning?
It was at like 4:30 or
a.m.
3:30 a.m. or something.
Here's a tip about meteor showers.
Okay.
You can see it best
at dusk.
At the break of dawn.
Break of dawn? Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Because as the Earth is traveling through it, and it's rotating counterclockwise, at the break of dawn is when you'll see most of the...
I wish I had known this, Darian. Thanks showers. For the information.
Yeah, we should.
I mean, I learned it after it happened.
Well, it's okay. The Draconoid meteor shower is next in October.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping for clear skies. I'm hoping for clear skies on Monday. That's my hope.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to be sad that I spent $45 for eclipse glasses.
Ah, you're just fine.
Wait for 2024.
If you see it's cloudy, you just go like www.reddit.com.
NASA is going to be stitching a bunch of stuff together.
Nice. Do you think Mitsubishi gets a lot of traffic?
People accidentally clicking on eclipse.
2017 eclipse?
Probably.
It would be 2018 eclipse.
Yes, 2018.
Oh, well, you think they get a lot of traffic the year before?
Who knows?
But yeah, what else is there on the docket, Daryl? That's alliteration, by the way.
The Eclipse is now an SUV.
2017.
We were going to talk about Disney leaving Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Why would they do that?
Because money.
Yeah. Why would they give their movies to Netflix to make money?
For free.
Do they give it for free?
No, I have no idea.
I don't think so.
It's free to us.
I think they're making money.
For a subscription price.
See, the thing is, though, it's what scares me about that is...
Do you think
Will Disney's movies, will they actually stop creating DVDs and hard
yes
media
and yes. then all of a sudden they're gonna put everything behind a paywall media.
Well, what do you think the Disney vault is?
Oh yeah, they fold. They
remember
they people. Right?
Yeah. They're like,
better get now.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves is back now in high VHS, and it's just like
VHS.
Yeah, speaking and it's just like this is the first
Lion
time.
King is
coming out on HD. On
is
HD,
getting remade.
HD, yeah. And, that too. John Favreau.
Don Glover is going to be Simba. Simba.
Don Glover.
Hey man.
No, Don Glover is going to be the older Simba. You mean?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be Matthew Broderick. Look, oh, people never. I was talking to people.
They never knew it was him.
They had no idea Matthew Broderick played Simba. I'm That's like, funny. Yeah, Matthew Broderick played Simba.
Yeah, because no everyone was blinded by
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
So you could actually say that Jonathan Taylor Thomas
Who's that?
Eclipsed Matthew Broderick.
Taylor doesn't know who it is. From Home Improvement.
From Home Improvement. You know Tim Allen, not Daryl's friend, but Tim Allen, the comedian.
Yeah.
Oh. Tim the Toolman Taylor. Yeah.
One of the kids with the
Was the heart cut. was a teen heartthrob.
Right.
He was the Zac Efron of his day.
Right.
Yeah,
and he overshadowed.
And his brother was in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, Zachary Ty Bryan. I don't know why. I know that because my name is Brian. Zachary Ty Bryan. It's amazing though. That movie came out 2006.
Simba?
yeah, 2006.
Tokyo Drift.
And he was still a teenager after the thing ended 6 years ago, because he was already in his 20s inside the television show. 6 years right. later, he was still playing a 17-year-old.
He was playing a high schooler. It's okay. The main character in Tokyo Drift was like 40.
He's 25. No, he's a year older than me.
And when that came out, how old was I? 22.
Yeah, so he was 22
or 23. Man,
he did not age well then.
23. Yeah,
because she was just admiring
my ride. It's not the ride, it's the ride. speaking of Lucas Black and Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious 9 will have Lucas Black back reprising his role as
Sean
Boswell. Is Boswell. Oh, Sean Boswell.
Boswell.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm actually excited, and I'm hoping that it's just going to be about racing. And, you know, maybe it's just a sequel to Tokyo Drift. Oh my God.
Fast and Furious 9, Tokyo Drift 2.
Holy cow.
Oh my God.
I'm excited.
when is the ninth movie slated to come out? 2019?
Probably.
Most likely. But come on, man. They've already done everything. They should just bring back Little Bow Wow, or as he likes to be called now,
Bow Wow. He's not little anymore.
Yeah,
he wants to be called Wow now.
The girl from he's no longer Bow Wow. He's just Wow.
The chick with the weird nose.
Yeah, you mean the weird face, but she's amazing just the way she is, though. Just letting you know.
Oh, she's from that music video.
She's that from music video. Yeah.
Well, that song came out when that movie came out, didn't it?
No, that was 2-3 years ago. Yeah. Two, 3 years after, I think. Because Bruno Mars was nowhere around 2006.
She looks like if what's Michael Jackson's sister's name? Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
She looks like if Janet Jackson had what Michael Jackson had.
Really?
and could tan.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh goodness. So yeah. What else do we got? Oh yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. I think we can finally end off on this.
That's an X-99 property. You can't use that.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember Roger? What's his name?
Well, it's too bad. Here's the thing. they can come after me with copyright. Like, but at least I'm not saying let's go for a rip after this, right?
Oh.
Ah, here's the thing. Before we continue on the bigger that part. So let's go for a rip. That music video or whatever the Canadians made.
The Canadian anthem.
Yeah, the Canadian. Let's go for a rip. Bye. I've only met a handful of people who actually talk like that. So
why did you say it like that?
I don't know. I went and said, "Let's go for a rip, bye," and all of a sudden my accent started screwing up in my brain.
Bye.
So
we're gonna go on a pirate ship,
boy. Yeah. Arr, matey, let's go for a rip, bar.
Let's go for a rip, bar. Out into the shanties.
So apparently, Coca-Cola Canada went, "Let's go for a rip," and put it onto their Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you know how they're bottles. Like best friend and mother.
Like yeah, they best friend, mother, like
sister, brother.
You know. Ghetto actual superstar. Names slow
wait
fast not too smart
first last
yeah that type of thing they copyrighted "Let's go for a rip."
You mean they
in
broke
the in the context
they broke copyright?
No, the guys who made it, yeah, yes, the Coca-Cola broke copyright,
yeah.
And the guys who made it had copyrighted "Let's go for a rip." No, they trademarked it, did they not?
Yeah, it's a registered trademark.
It's not a. But I didn't think you could do that. "Let's go for a rip" was, I've heard that saying. Like forever.
But the song is called "Out for a Rip," and they trademarked the name of the song, and it can't be used. Out just as rip. "Out for a Rip" on any merchandising.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So how do the people at Comic-Con, Comic Expo? Or how are they allowed to put on...
How are people allowed to cosplay? I don't know. It's the same thing on when we go to Artist Alley at Odafest.
Yes.
All these people are drawing things of copyrighted like
Naruto.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Birdie makes a little... Like, I like Birdie stuff because his is a little more creative. Because mm-hmm. he does the ones where it's like Charmander is wearing a Charizard jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And it looks super cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Whereas... I've seen people with just straight up drawing
Charmander.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. It's just a drawing of Full Metal.
It's just a drawing of Full Metal Alchemist.
Of Ulrich.
Like, no, it's just a drawing of Nina. And it's going,
Eduardo. What the hell?
No, you don't remember that episode?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
You know when Ed is just like making friends with that girl and her dog?
Yeah.
And oh, the dad is an alchemist.
God. Oh,
and so the
God.
Dad makes
yeah,
them into
that.
A chimera.
No, I remember
and
that
goes,
now. And then your heart broke,
yeah,
and then you started
like,
crying.
Yeah, and then Ed just completely messes up the guy.
Yeah, is that her the dad?
Oh man, I remember watching the first.
Well, like, they had to. What's his face? The guy with the big X on his face blows her up too, right?
Like, yes,
you're an abomination.
Just
put her out of her misery.
But that was his role in the whole show.
And even in Brotherhood.
Even in Brotherhood.
Yeah, I still haven't watched Brotherhood fully.
That's okay. Netflix doesn't have it fully.
That's probably why.
Crunchyroll does.
Crunchyroll
does.
Oh,
yeah,
does.
I should watch.
But it's like 52 episodes on Netflix. I remember watching, I'm like, oh, Ellie, last episode. They're going to wrap so much.
In this last episode.
It's not the last episode.
It's not the last episode. I go on to find out there's like 30 more episodes. I'm like, gosh, darn it.
That's okay. I find watching also the anime YouTubers out there who talk about anime, they're all just like, I'm just done with... It's just all the same over and over again.
That's what
they,
I'm saying.
They watch it, and then they drop it, and they watch it, and then drop it, and then there's people like, no, you should totally keep watching it. And they're like, no, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, and then you got people like you where it's just like, yeah, Naruto filler, it's totally useful.
It is.
It gives you more connection to all the characters.
It does.
I know, that's why I'm saying.
No, I'm saying... what I'm saying is that... you don't have time to build, you know, a rapport with the rest of the characters.
You don't need that. You only care about the main character.
No.
That's
it. You know, no. When you watch Boruto, the new series of Naruto, right? If you watch that, if you don't know some of the other characters like Shikamaru and
Gaara.
Well, no, Gaara's the main character. We're talking about Ino and
Sasuke,
Choji and all those stuff. They were part of it, but they gave them more episodes in there for filler. And you at least built a rapport with those characters. They had their own missions. Instead, now you have to be like, oh, so Choji, let's say if Choji dies inside the new one, spoiler. You won't feel anything. No, I don't even know if that's going to happen. And if he dies, I apologize if I spoil it for you, but I don't even know. If someone dies that didn't have like a big role in the previous anime, you won't feel any connection to it. Like, for example, who dies? Someone dies first.
Spoiler.
In the original Naruto.
In the first episode?
Not the first episode. During the, I think the exam, when Orochimaru first attacks and when the Hokage dies. The Hokage dies, but apparently there was a first person who dies first, right? And the problem is you don't have any connection to that first person. And they mention that guy in the monologue or the speech, but the Hokage is the one that you care about, right? That guy we only saw like twice or three times inside the show. And you're like, oh, okay.
So do you think...
But Hokage's dead.
So do you think people that have watched Harry Potter only and not watched any or read any of the books, when that thing happens...
uh-huh.
In book six. In book six.
Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah. Yep. When that thing happens in six.
But hold on. No, you know what? You don't even have to worry about it. The movie's been released. The book's already out. Snape kills Dumbledore.
Okay?
Like, If they haven't watched it yet, fine.
So do you think people that have only watched the movies are invested in Dumbledore at that point?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because I'm trying to think. What did he do in the first movie?
Oh, I wasn't invested in him, honestly.
No. It's not about
it makes sense because there's lot more...
Well, it's not about being invested in Dumbledore because in the last book... They kind of said, do you actually know Dumbledore? And we're like, no, we don't. We do not know who Dumbledore... Who is this Dumbledore person, right? Like, you're like... But he's always been a central figure inside the pier. And then all of a sudden they
Dumbledore walked calmly to Harry and asked him, did you put your name on the fire?
In the Goblet of Fire?
In the Goblet of Fire. And then you see the movie iteration and Dumbledore's like charging through to Harry. Like, yeah. Did you put your name in the fire?
That's so funny.
Sorry.
But it's an adaptation. People in the movies.
It's
an adaptation.
An adaptation.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's an adaptation.
What it is?
Adaptation.
No, it's an adaptation. yeah. So back to
reality.
Back to reality. I want to start my own Calgary Land one day.
Oh, there goes gravity.
Yeah. Oh, there goes rabbit.
Yeah, he choked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so mad that he won't give up that easily.
Yeah, that's true. Vomit on a sweater already?
Oh my god.
Mom's spaghetti? Oh, no. Never mind.
You want to rap?
I always want to rap, but my raps suck, so I don't. Hey, yo. I'll stop there. Ho, yo. What's Jake
and
yo,
so. Yo, so.
Anyways.
Watching lots of movies.
I don't understand why there are no LAN parties in Calgary.
There were. And then Eagle got the best of the organizers.
How big was it? How big did it get?
Lanageddon's biggest was, I think, about 500 people.
That's huge. It's bigger than what we went to.
Yeah.
Really? Where did they hold it?
The State Airport hangar.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, how could they not have held that? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
something happened.
And then just went.
Yeah, it just went. Bleh.
Just yeah.
Maybe it's not.
It's as if Otafest or Calgary Comic Expo went. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Oh, that's brutal. Well, one day I'm hoping to make one myself. So
in Bangaland.
In Bangaland. That's what we're gonna call it.
Imbangaland. Oh, that's it. It'll be a Neverland theme.
Oh yeah, Imbangaland.
No. It'll be a Neverland theme. Bangaland.
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 And everyone just yells instead of Marco Polo. You go.
It was like,
Rufy.
Oh! And then we invite.
Dante Basco
to open the first ever. Yeah. Bangland.
Bangaland.
And got Skrillex.
Bangaland. Yeah.
Got Skrillex there.
Bangaland. Guest DJ.
Yeah, you know, I've been toying around with it, and I've just been drawing up what needs to be done, like tournaments and concession and venue. And I think I can do one for 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably doing a mixer of something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
They're grinding coffee.
Grinding ones. Coffee. Yeah, so it's one of those things where you want to do it, but I'm afraid to kind of step forward.
We just have to find a way to talk to Nenshi and be like, how do we get money from the city to do this?
You have to do it first without any help.
At NMAX, hey, can we have free power?
You need to have
at no. Shaw. Hey, well, no. Can we have free
power? Internet? Power at some venues are free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I don't want to give it anything away.
Okay.
Let's just say, look to the future. Next year, there will be an Embangaland.
Bangaland.
Yo, that's ridiculous. That's copyrighted. We have copyrighted
don't
that.
Name, don't put that in the podcast title.
No, Bangaland.
Bangaland.
Yeah, they have to listen to all 50 minutes. apparently there's like small lands happening in Edmonton all the time.
Yeah.
Why does Edmonton have Edmonton has everything like all sorted out, and like in Calgary everyone just wants to kill each other.
Talk to Alpha Drake, cuz Alpha Drake handles the Mega FPS land.
It's called is that what it is? Mega frames per second.
Excuse me. Yeah. Mega FPS is like Alpha Drake does that, and it's generally 50 to 100 people.
So if I make a smaller one, can I call myself Beta Drake? I'll stop there.
No, Beta Dragon.
Beta Dragon?
Yeah, you got Alpha Drake and Beta Dragon.
Beta Dragon. Rollo, you look weird.
Why?
Because you do. I don't know why. What's up? What's with your attire? My wife has just walked into the podcast studio.
Studio.
It's eating time? Yes. Okay.
No, she was polishing her nose.
She shoved a napkin or a tissue paper up her
noodle.
Nose.
Noodle.
Up one nostril, out the other.
All right.
Alrighty.
Well, I think that's unless there's something else you have on the docket there,
no,
Daryl.
No. Taylor Discord, Swift. You want people on your Discord?
Yes. That's a really big thing. You can hang out with us on Discord if you want.
I want to get personalized links, but they don't exist.
I don't know how I would do that while talking about Discord here.
Here, I'll get your link right now.
So, how are you going to... You're going to say, okay, guys, write it down.
Yeah. I want everyone to write this down. It'll be 7 days.
It'll be in the description. If you want to join us on my Discord, you can. It is filled with me and my Daryl so far. And
followers.
And most of my followers on YouTube.
And you play a lot of Diablo 3.
Yeah, that's all I'm on.
Have you touched Path of Exile yet?
Yes, not yet. Not at home. I've only played Path of Exile at the LAN. But I do like free video games, so I'm playing Oss right now and Path of Exile, and I hope to play more of that. You can join us if you play Diablo 3 as well. We can hang out and
power level each other.
We can power level each other, so if you want to do that, we can do that too. Yeah, we stream once every 2 weeks, so check us out in the next couple of weeks. We'll have another episode up. We talk about games and internet and our lives and stuff like that. So if you're liking that, don't forget to hit that subscribe or that follow button or the download button for your podcast playlist. We're found on Google Play Music and on iTunes, so check us out there. If you want to get in contact with us, you can find us on our social medias. We're at Embangium on Instagram, at Embangium on Twitter. And also you can find us at Embangium on Facebook. And if you want to email us for some reason, you can also email us at embangium@gmail.com. So we have no sponsors, so that's fine.
Thanks for the shelter.
Thanks parents. For aside from the electricity and food sponsors, mom and dad. Thank you again. Whenever I say that, I actually look up at the ceiling, thinking that I could see them. I don't know why I do that, but that's what I do.
It's also pretty creepy because to me it sounds looks like you're
looking at heaven.
Yeah, like mom and dad. Yeah. No, they're actually up there
physically
up there, physically in the kitchen, one floor above us, right there. Yeah. So if you guys want to. I guess we can sign off, right?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I think that's what we can do. It. All right. Well, thanks again for listening, you guys. We really do appreciate your time and your clicks. Don't forget to share our Imbangium podcast to the friends that you think that would be interested in some of the topics that we talk about. And we'll talk to you guys in the next couple of weeks. My name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Imbangium podcast. All right.